delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Welcome back to it. My next guest, Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. A lot to talk about, Liz. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I want to play a very quick clip for you, if I may. Go ahead with that, Alex.
We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
There you go. Good. There's Bill Clinton, State of the Union, 1995. Standing ovation from everybody in attendance, including the Democrats. But now, somehow, Donald Trump issuing an executive order that does nothing more than enforce the law signed on the 18th of December, 2015 by Barack Obama. And suddenly, he is a bigot and all of these things, Liz. What do you make of it?
Well, I tell you the truth, that I mean, as you point out, and the clip is excellent, the hypocrisy is pretty stunning. And, you know, let's kind of dial it back a moment and recognize that this temporary ban, which is what it is, on processing refugees coming into the country from nations that are hotbeds of terrorism is very popular. If you look at the polling, I think it's like 57% of the country is in support of this. So, actually, I think the problem that erupted over the weekend is the Trump administration is new, it's unsettled, it's unpolitical in the sense that they don't have political backgrounds. They got to get their act together, because the last thing Trump wants to do is be seen as inept. And I think really what happened over the weekend is this is the first time that they've issued an order or decree or an executive order or whatever that really wasn't fully fleshed out. It didn't consider all the ramifications. And that is, I think, the biggest problem here. I mean, yes, there are going to be people protesting anything you do with immigration because it's a hot button issue.
Anything that Donald Trump does. If Donald Trump says it's lunchtime, they protest.
I think that's true. That's clearly true. But you don't want to feed that machine. And unfortunately, there, you know, the back and forthing on whether green card holders were involved and so forth and so on kind of.
Well, we know the answer to that now. The answer is no. Green card holders will be vetted again and they get to come on in. Here's what I, you know, and I continue to come back to this same thought, which is in Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, if the election were held today, I think Donald Trump gets more votes. Because he's doing exactly what he said he's going to do, which is make America safe, put America first, put America's laws first. And I watched this Rasmussen poll where he's up to 57% approval rating. People say, well, that's one of those polls that's leaning to the right. It's also one of the polls that predicted he was going to win on Election Day.
It's true. Yeah. No, look, I totally agree. Again, I mean, what worries me just a little bit here is there does seem to be a certain amount of chaos in Washington, in the White House, and I really, you know, I don't want that to happen, because Donald Trump was elected in part because he was a business tycoon and he was going to surround himself with people who had managerial experience. What we know about the Obama White House, particularly in the beginning with all that mess of trying to roll out a healthcare program and so forth, they were not good managers. And a lot of things got really messed up. We're hoping that Trump does better because, as you point out, and in fact, I was working on this over the weekend on a column, the truth is he's not as popular as Obama was, but his policies are much more popular. And so focusing on the man is fine. Let Chuck Schumer do that. But the truth is it's going to hurt Democrats if they don't figure out that he's doing what people want him to do.
Well, the fact of the matter is he's doing exactly what people want him to do. And so you've got some protesters that turn out in New York and Chicago and so. These people didn't vote for Donald Trump anyway. It doesn't matter.
True.
I mean, these are not his supporters. And I will tell you, here in the heartland, in the Midwest, in Middle America, in the Rust Belt, people watch that on television, they hear it on the radio, and they say, you know what? I support him. Now, again, They may not say so in a crowded restaurant because they don't want to get heckled and yelled at. The same phenomenon that occurred in November of 2016 will occur again in November of 2020 if this kind of behavior, because a lot of people have a sense of fairness in America, and they don't believe that every time Donald Trump does anything that he gets under attack, there's a sense of fairness. Let the guy have a shot. And even people that didn't vote for him are like, no, wait a second. He deserves a chance.
I agree. And again, because he's following through on things he talked about, the douche, I mean, you know, whether it's the TPP or the Keystone Pipeline or whatever, these are popular measures. So there has not been a pause in the assault on Donald Trump from the media. And by the way, I don't know about you, I am so tired of John McCain and Lindsey Graham. I don't know when they became the self-appointed sort of, you know, authorities of the traditional Republican establishment, but they're as much of a pain in the neck as Chuck Schumer at this point.
Well, they clearly
are. Because
they
see the narrative that the Republicans aren't with Donald Trump. I don't really know why. I don't know why they're doing this.
I mean, well, I know why. Lindsey Graham came in last place out of a field of 20 people. John McCain was insulted and improperly so by Donald Trump. Donald Trump crossed the line when he talked about John McCain being captured. That was wrong. Yes. He should have apologized and been done with it. But instead, he's had these over these hard feelings. But again, both of these guys are weakling Republicans anyway, and I don't care. They've been around for a long time. I don't have much use for either one of them either way. I respect John McCain's war service. But after that, as a politician, I have no use. And Donald Trump got more votes than he did. Think about it.
It's true. No, I totally am on board with that. I think it's really sort of offensive that they are always like the first to jump into every controversy, slamming the president. And, you know, as you say, I think around the country, people have to be just, as you say, the sense of fairness, give the guy a chance. There has been not a moment that the Democrats have given him a chance. And by the way, let's not forget that in Trump won states, there are 10 Democratic senators coming up for re-election in 2 years. If this keeps up, the Republicans could end up with a supermajority in the Senate. And boy, that is going to be big, big trouble for Democrats. So I honestly don't know what they're thinking.
Well, there's no question about that. You look at Claire McCaskill in Missouri. You look at Heidi Heitkamp in North Carolina. I think Joe Manchin can make it, but he's got to play ball, right? I believe he's got to play ball.
He has been a little bit.
He has.
He's like the lone ranger out there in terms of kind of reading the tea leaves.
Well, let me ask you this, because you touched on something important before you go. Does the John Kennedy wing of the Democratic Party exist anymore?
It doesn't appear to. I mean, if you look at the people who are running to lead the party, they're really just solid core progressives, and proudly so, and they just don't seem to understand that, they lost the election because they lost exactly those Democrats, the blue-collar, working-class Democrats who traditionally have supported the party, and they defected in droves to Donald Trump. My guess is they're applauding this measure on immigration, and, you know, Democrats are just doing nothing to help themselves.
I think your guess would be exactly right. I think they are applauding this. I think they're coming over even stronger behind Donald Trump. And I believe if the election were held today, Donald Trump might get more states than he got the last time around. We'll keep an eye on it.
He might win the popular vote.
Yeah, he might even win the popular vote with or without illegal voting or whatever. Liz Peek, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you for having me. Have a great week.
You too. Liz Peek from FoxNews.com, the Fiscal Times, and every now and then you see her on TV as well. And a regular contributor to the Steve Gruber Show. Your phone calls after the break.